local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Well, we welcome you into a Tuesday edition of the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon. We appreciate it very much. Text line is open at 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. Already a little bit of action on the traffic line today, so we'll get you up to speed here in just a couple of moments. Right after today's top three stories, we start in Israel, where they say they will investigate the strike that killed seven aid workers in Gaza. White House reaction today.
This incident is emblematic of a larger problem and evidence of why distribution of aid in Gaza has been so challenging.
That's John Kirby, National Security Council spokesman. In a statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there was a tragic event in which our forces unintentionally harmed non-combatants in the Gaza Strip, and added, "This happens in war." The aid workers were members of the D.C.-based nonprofit World Central Kitchen, which delivers meals to people in war zones and disaster areas. President Biden today spoke with Chinese President Xi Jinping by phone for the first time in months. The White House says the two leaders discussed a range of critical issues, including China's support for Russia, the conflict in the Middle East and Taiwan, as well as the South China Sea. Outraged today over the release of hundreds of illegal immigrants accused of stampeding and overwhelming Texas National Guard troops near El Paso. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says they were empowered by a president who continues to push open border policies.
He took an oath, as everyone does who becomes president, to protect and defend the United States. He's not living up to his oath.
Well, the judge accused the El Paso District Attorney's Office of not being ready to proceed with detention hearings, which happened on Easter Sunday. While most of the migrants were released before their trial, some remained jailed on immigration detainers. More than 200 people tore down razor wire along the Rio Grande last month and rushed the border fence in an attempt to claim asylum. Those are our top three stories today. Our top local headline, Escambia School District announcing today that all middle and high school students can now be randomly screened for weapons, vape devices, and other banned items. That's thanks to the 25 open gate detectors that were bought back in October.
What we're also doing is we're taking proactive measures that if there's threats, if there's social media chatter, if there's any conversation that there's concerns about a specific day, any concerns that, hey, something may go on and we need to increase our security posture at a school, this is something we can deploy additional units, additional staff, working with law enforcement to screen more students as they come in.
That's Kyle Kinzer, Director of Protection Services. He says the random screenings will also be done at school board meetings and athletic events, thanks to how mobile the sensors are and how easy they are to set up. Kinzer says the district will likely add more units in the future. More local headlines right after traffic and weather together, brought to you by Austin. Austin, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself, bud?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain too much.
Good to hear. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here. Multiple areas of note. We'll start with 9th Avenue. If you are traveling northeast on 9th Avenue towards the intersection with Underwood, we do have an accident report in that area, causing a lot of backups going both ways at that intersection there. Also had a few accident reports on I-10 near Pine Forest Road, and we also have some construction on I-10 West, I believe, as well. So if you are traveling westbound, perhaps you just got off of Pensacola Boulevard, traveling on I-10 West towards Pine Forest, you're going to experience some varying congestion there. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've got some issues in that area, and a little bit traveling southbound on Pine Forest towards I-10 as well. Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway, getting backed up already this evening. Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, that's going to cause you some backups as well. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That one's also looking rough. At this point, it's just typical evening traffic causing backups in these areas.
You said first it was 9th Avenue, right? Or was that 9 Mile that you referenced?
9th Avenue and Underwood Avenue, that intersection, yeah. And then the last one is really Caroline Street, just in two spots, though. If you are traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River into downtown Milton, we've got more backups there than usual. And also, if you're traveling westbound further from coming from Glover Lane towards Avalon Boulevard, we've got a little bit over there as well.
All right. On I-10 westbound earlier today, there was construction. We told you that this was going to be happening on Friday. FDOT had crews out there, which they took away the inside lane of I-10 westbound and at the Blackwater Bridge there. That wrapped up at around 3 o'clock, so that's what Austin was alluding to earlier. So we're still seeing some remnants on Highway 90 through downtown Milton. Of course, that's a usual slow spot anyway, but
yeah.
But I-10 westbound in Santa Rosa County is now clear, so that's good news there. Joe Neubauer has our forecast.
Storms move in late tonight, Tuesday, through the overnight hours and wrapping up through the early hours of Wednesday morning. A couple storms tonight could be on the stronger side. High wind gusts, a few tornadoes, even some small hail possible for our Tuesday night storms. Cold front moves in on Wednesday. Temperatures fall back into the lower 70s to upper 60s for highs and 40s for lows for the rest of the work week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, looking at Joe on the monitor right now, he's saying a better chance for the severe weather is going to be in Alabama. It doesn't look like it'll get quite this far down south, but of course there is a slight chance there according to the National Weather Service. Some pretty eye-opening details today from Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. He was on with Andrew this morning and a pretty wild brawl happening on Easter Sunday near the Boys and Girls Club. Here's Sheriff Simmons talking about it.
Several hundred youths and some adults that gathered around the Boys and Girls Club, which is really right across the street from the sheriff's office, right there on Leonard Street. We weren't aware of this party, and again, we're trying to figure out how this happened and who organized it. But it was a large crowd, so we get a call that there's a fight and someone's getting injured. So our deputy, the initial deputy that shows up there, he does what a brave deputy would do. They go to the location, they even amongst the crowd, and they don't wait for backup. They go to try to help somebody.
Simmons goes on to say that the deputy was attempting to handcuff somebody that he had seen throw a punch when he was attacked from behind by the girl's mother. That woman identified as Shanette Robinson, who's now wanted for assault on a law enforcement officer. Also, a second deputy was attacked with a cinder block, and a 16-year-old apparently shot himself accidentally while putting a gun in their pants waistband. So, a lot to unpack there, and the sheriff's office combing through video. And if you have any information on Shanette Robinson or just the fracas in general, give the sheriff's office or Crime Stoppers a call. Also, in our local headlines, certainly impacting us and or elsewhere in the state, but FPL customers should see a noticeable difference on their May bills, and that's a reduction, not an increase.
Commissioners, I also wanted to mention that this reduction would come on the heels of the hurricane storm restoration charge related to Hurricanes Ian and Nicole rolling off the bill as of April 1.
That from today's Florida Public Service Commission, as FPL requested a mid-course correction due to lower-than-expected natural gas prices. So the typical residential customer should see a difference of about $14 on their bills for May compared to March bills. So good news there. 419, we'll take a break there. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola right now.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Gulf Coast VA will host a free PACT Act enrollment benefits event Saturday morning beginning at 8 at the Pensacola VA Clinic. State and local political representatives and vet-owned businesses will be there. The United Way is celebrating 100 years. Join them for their Glitz and Gallop Kentucky Derby Gala Saturday at PSC. See UWWF.org for more information. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
When Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare talks to people about health insurance, they tell him they worry about having quality health insurance and their finances. Pete knows he will help with both. People are paying huge deductibles and premiums with Obamacare, but you can get a health plan with exclusive benefits and features. There's no deadlines, enroll anytime. Only Choice Healthcare offers freedom of choice on your medical providers and a zero deductible on all outpatient coverages, including surgery. If you're under 65 and in decent health, protect yourself and family. Call Pete and save 30 to 60% with better coverage. This is the best non-Obamacare plan available. Call Only Choice Healthcare at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. It's the only choice. onlychoicehealthcare.com. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, talked about the three big rulings from the Florida State Supreme Court yesterday, allowing the six-week abortion ban to go into effect, reversing a former ruling by the state Supreme Court over the 1980 Privacy Amendment, two, allowing us to vote on recreational marijuana in the fall, and three, allowing us to vote on whether women should be able to get an abortion up to 24 weeks, no questions asked. So very interesting stuff. Talked about all that this morning. You can listen on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, 424 here. Real quickly before the next traffic and weather update, did just see a breaking update from WKRG yesterday. Reports from Daphne, Alabama, regarding a murder from early Easter Sunday involving, allegedly, a Pensacola man, Joseph Gurley. WKRG, within the last 20 minutes, reporting that Gurley was arrested in Washington County, Alabama, accused of fatally shooting Matt Bonnell in the Audubon Park Apartments early Sunday morning. So wanted to get that update in there. As far as the roads go, a lot happening there as well, Austin.
Yes. So we'll start with I-10. If you're traveling westbound on I-10, perhaps you just got off of Pensacola Boulevard and are heading towards Pine Forest Road. We've had a lot of congestion in that area. There is still a little bit right when you get onto the interstate, but it's not too severe at this point. It does appear to be dying down slowly but surely. Did have an accident report as well at the intersection of 9th Avenue and Underwood Avenue. Still got some pretty heavy backups going up and down 9th there, so be on the lookout for that. Got some backups developing on Airport Boulevard, or rather Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. Let's see, Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, or southbound trying to get onto I-10, we've got evening traffic causing its usual backups there. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. That's going to cause you a lot of backup. Same can be said for Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. If you are on Navarre Parkway, you're basically going to be backed up past Windhaven Beach. So very heavily congested there. And then Caroline Street has two issues. Normally, we see if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River into downtown Milton, you're going to have backups there. That is sure. The case now. But if you're traveling even further westbound, just past Glover Lane towards Avalon Boulevard, you're going to have a bit more congestion there as well. Woo!
All right, very good.
Storms move in Tuesday night, really through the overnight hours and early Wednesday morning hours. A couple of the storms that move in could bring in some high winds, a few tornadoes, and even some small hail, heavy rain too. By the morning hours of Wednesday, once the sun is up, the rain should be out. A cold front moves in. The rest of the work week will be dry as highs fall into the lower 70s to upper 60s and low temperatures fall into the 40s and 50s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you. Elsewhere in Florida today, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries leading a congressional field hearing on reproductive rights, a day after the state Supreme Court greenlit the 6-week abortion ban.
An extreme group of individuals in this state, led by the current governor, are prepared by almost any means to jam their radical right-wing ideology down the throats of the people of this state.
Well, the ban takes effect May 1st, but the Florida Supreme Court is now allowing an abortion referendum on the November ballot. President Biden released a statement calling the decision outrageous, saying it puts desperately needed medical care even further out of reach for millions of women.
And with the recreational pot initiative on the ballot for Florida voters to decide this November, advocates say that messaging will be important so that consumers are well aware of the laws and rules governing its use.
Driving under the influence of any controlled substance is illegal right now in the state of Florida, as is illegal in all 50 states, and it's going to remain just as illegal going forward.
Deputy Director of Normal Paul Armentano says if adult use of pot becomes legal in Florida, as it is in 24 other states, consumers will need information to make responsible choices.
Governor DeSantis says Florida has rescued more than 200 Americans from Haiti since the first state-coordinated rescue flight on March 20th. The state has evacuated a total of 220. Most of them, 95%, are Floridians.
And head football coaches are leaving Florida to make more money elsewhere. That's from State Education Commissioner Manny Diaz.
I do think that districts need to figure out how to solve this issue to make sure that we have these high-caliber role models in place.
He says head coaches make as low as $3,000 a year as a supplement to their teaching salary, while assistant coaches are paid as little as $1,500. The Florida Coaches Coalition is working with a lawmaker in Tallahassee on a bill that raises the pay to more than $20,000 annually.
And a quick rundown of national headlines today. A federal judge rejecting Hunter Biden's efforts to get criminal tax charges dismissed. Last year, prosecutors accused Hunter of failing to pay his taxes along with tax evasion and filing fraudulent forms.
And a temporary channel is now open around the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed last week after it was struck by a cargo ship, killing 6 construction workers. The wreckage blocked a vital shipping lane in the port of Baltimore, but the temporary channel is for essential vessels and for clearing debris.
Donald Trump campaigning in Michigan today, vowing to crack down on illegal immigration.
When I'm president, instead of asking you to cram illegal aliens into your homes, I'll tell you that the illegal alien trespassers, they must go back to their homes. They have to go back.
And also along the lines of Donald Trump, the judge in his New York criminal trial is expanding a partial gag order. Judge Juan Merchan says that Trump is not allowed to attack his family members or those of Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. Trump is also barred from attacks on witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and their relatives.
And a group of House Republicans want to rename the Washington, D.C. area's largest airport after former President Trump. A bit calls for Washington Dulles International Airport to change. Airport to change its name to Donald J. Trump International Airport.
What a way to honor the prosperity that the United States had and the peace around the globe when we had Donald J. Trump as our president.
Austin, on the scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not a snowball's chance and you know where, to 10, this will absolutely get through the House and Senate. Where are you on that?
Especially for D.C., 0. There's no shot that happens.
4:30. Fox News Update is coming up now, and the sports news up next when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
News, I'm Tom Graham. International charity World Central Kitchen suspending the delivery of food to Palestinians in war-torn Gaza. Seven of its workers killed in an airstrike. The White House reacting.
We're outraged to learn of an IDF strike that killed a number of civilian humanitarian workers yesterday from the World Central Kitchen, which has been relentless in working to get food to those who are hungry.
National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby, Israel, acknowledging the airstrike, is pledging an investigation. Former President Trump's legal team aiming to get the judge in the New York hush money trial removed.
President Trump is, quote, submitting a pre-motion letter seeking leave to file a recusal motion based on changed circumstances and newly discovered evidence. His lawyers are not yet publicly saying exactly what that newly discovered evidence is.
This is Eric Shum, the latest court filing. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks fell broadly today with the Dow Jones Industrials tanking another 396 points. The S&P 500 eased 38 and the NASDAQ Composite shed 156. General Motors today reported that its first quarter U.S. vehicle sales slipped 1.5% from the year-ago period. The Detroit automaker said the decline to about 594,000 vehicles was due largely to a sharp decline in sales to fleet customers. Meanwhile, Toyota is still trailing General Motors in U.S. vehicle sales, but its first quarter total, 565,000, marked a 20% year-over-year jump. Employers are working to hire experts who can help them build artificial intelligence tools for their businesses. According to Indeed, the most sought-after job titles include software engineer and machine learning engineer. The average salary potential for a job that includes artificial intelligence technology is nearly $175,000. That's Your Money Now.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4-3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. There's several big stories in the women's tourney with undefeated South Carolina and the comeback story of UConn's Paige Beckers, but nothing will be bigger this March Madness than last night with Caitlin Clark going up against Angel Reese. Even though I thought LSU was going to win, the best thing for women's hoops was that Caitlin got her revenge, because seeing Clark go home early would have been brutal. She's clearly the biggest star in the game, and seeing her quest to win it all continue is what's best for the growth of women's basketball. I'm Zach Gelb.
Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Available only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, We don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Still multiple spots of note, starting with the couple of accident reports we had earlier this evening. Still got some heavy backups at the intersection of 9th Avenue and Underwood Avenue. At the start of this hour, we had an accident report there that's still giving us some trouble. And we still have some very minor backups if you're getting off of Pensacola Boulevard and traveling westbound on I-10 towards Pine Forest Road, but it is very limited, so hopefully it will not hold you up for too long. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've still got some typical evening traffic causing you some problems there. And we have some developing if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point is still going to give you some trouble. Not much of a surprise there. And same can be said for Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. You're going to have a lot of congestion in that area, especially if you're traveling through Windhaven Beach in that direction there. Last main spot is if you're on Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Storms move in late tonight, Tuesday, through the overnight hours and wrapping up through the early hours of Wednesday morning. A couple storms tonight could be on the stronger side. High wind gusts, a few tornadoes, even some small hail possible for our Tuesday night storms. Cold front moves in on Wednesday. Temperatures fall back into the lower 70s to upper 60s for highs and 40s for lows for the rest of the work week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. 4:38 now at News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. As we turn our attention to what's happening in the sports headlines today, start with the obvious last night, the LSU-Iowa game. You predicted, Austin, that Iowa would get it done, and they did, and Caitlin Clark was unconscious from three all night.
Yes, she really did rain the buckets down. Iowa won 94-87, for those of you who didn't see the game. Caitlin Clark, yeah, she went off like she always does. 41 points, I believe 7 rebounds and 12 assists in the win. And, of course, UConn knocked off one seed USC 80-73. So that means that the women's Final Four is now set. 3-seed NC State facing unbeaten South Carolina, and the aforementioned Hawkeyes taking on the Huskies. Those games will be on Friday night.
Clark versus UConn.
That's a big one.
Yes.
The tests are just going to keep coming. And at this rate, she's going to be facing the unbeaten Gamecocks in the final if she
wins.
What
a way. I mean, you know, whether she and by she, Iowa, is it's probably not fair to say that it's Caitlin and friends, but it kind of feels that way, especially given the South Carolina. You know, I mean, they're what LSU was last year.
Well, and you know how people talk about Dirk Nowitzki's 2011 run, and they're like, oh, on his way to the finals, he beat this team and that team. It kind of feels the same way. She's facing Angel Reese and the defending champs. She's facing UConn, a blue-blooded program, and now she may face the unbeaten Gamecocks. I mean, that's pretty insane. Yeah. Let's see, some other stuff going around sports today. MLB games on tonight, two of them on TBS, Reds at Phillies at 5:40, and we're going to have Giants at Dodgers. It's going to be the late game at 9:10. Also have just some local matchups going on. Braves at White Sox. White Sox are winless, I believe, so that should be a good win for the Braves.
It was 9-0 yesterday, the Braves over the Sox. And at one point, the game – so there was a rain delay, and then when they came back from the rain delay, the game was delayed even further because the White Sox didn't have a first base coach who was still in the lavatory. So everybody's just sitting out there, and you hear like on the camera feeds, like just screaming from the dugout, like, "Hey, anybody, grab a helmet, get out there!"
I mean,
you know,
really,
it's not 8-0 at that point. You know, who does it matter who's coaching first base for the White Sox?
Not really.
When they can't even get past first base.
Oh, I see what you did there. Rays and Rangers. That's a good one. Rays are pretty good, but the Rangers, defending World Series champs, there. Marlins and Angels. I believe the Marlins, unfortunately, are winless as well. And then a couple of headlines swirling around sports today. The first no-hitter of the 2024 season belongs to Ronel Blanco after he led the Astros to a 10-0 win over the Toronto Blue Jays last night. Blanco struck out 7 batters without allowing a single hit on 105 total pitches. It was just his 8th career start at 30 years old.
I like hearing stories like that, especially of players that are just hanging around in the minors for years and years and years, right? Yeah. And I mean, he's 30 years old, 8th career start, and for him to have a moment and a memory that he will never forget, a big league no-hitter, that's really cool there.
And in the NBA, TNT doubleheader, Thunder at 76ers at 6:30, followed by Mavericks at Warriors at 9. And veteran point guard Rajon Rondo has announced his retirement. The 38-year-old played 16 seasons in the NBA, and he ties a bow on his career with 4 All-Star selections and 2 NBA Finals wins, the former of which was in 2008 with the Super Team Celtics. So congratulations on
the original the original triplets with Rondo, Kevin Garnett, and Paul Pierce.
Yeah, and don't forget Ray Allen. He was the greatest. One of the greatest shooters of all time was there, too. That team was stacked.
That's right.
In the NFL, quarterback Carson Wentz has agreed to a 1-year deal with the Chiefs. That's according to ESPN. The veteran QB has jumped around some since his glory days with the Philadelphia Eagles, but he will now replace Blaine Gabbert as the backup to Patrick Mahomes. All right. So one career ends and another perhaps seeing a resurgence, huh?
Sure, circle of life.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes' backup.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey.
It's a nice job.
You never know. Was it Blaine Gabbert that came into the playoff game against the Browns when Patrick Mahomes got hurt a couple years ago in the divisional round? I don't know. Maybe that was somebody else.
Are you talking about 2 years ago? It was the Jags, wasn't it, who they were playing?
No.
And he hurt his ankle?
No, it was in the divisional round because it was after the Browns beat my Steelers in a very high-scoring game.
I can't remember.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. We know the Browns lost. Surprise, surprise. Let's see. Just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile, still got some heavy backups in that area there. And it seems like we still got a little bit at that intersection of North 9th Avenue and Underwood Avenue from a previously reported accident, probably from about better part of an hour ago. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, still going to give you some trouble. Navarre Parkway looking the worst if you're traveling westbound coming through Windhaven Beach and then a little bit further west towards Highway 87. You're going to have a lot of backups there. And lastly, same can be said for Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Storms move in Tuesday night, really through the overnight hours and early Wednesday morning hours. A couple of the storms that move in could bring in some high winds, a few tornadoes, and even some small hail, heavy rain too. By the morning hours of Wednesday, once the sun is up, the rain should be out. A cold front moves in. The rest of the work week will be dry as highs fall into the lower 70s to upper 60s and low temperatures fall into the 40s and 50s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Looking at some health, business, and science notes today. American Airlines is taking steps to make it easier to fly with pets. Passengers can now bring their furry companion on board along with a full-size carry-on bag instead of just one small item. The bag must be able to fit under the seat or their pet will be put in the cargo hold. A spokesperson for the airline says the change will reduce the urge for travelers to falsely claim their pet is a service animal that flies for free. Great news for Austin and his cats.
Yes, we travel in bulk, everybody.
That's right.
Be warned. The number of job openings edged higher in February, with experts saying it's an indication the job market remains strong. The Labor Department says 8.8 million jobs were available on the last business day of the month, and the number and rate for quits and hires in February was little changed.
Google has agreed to destroy billions of data records of internet users who thought they were browsing privately. Lawyers for the plaintiffs say the deal is worth nearly $8 billion, but users will not receive compensation unless they decide to sue individually for damages.
And eclipses aren't dangerous for pets like dogs and cats, but experts recommend not bringing them with you to see one. The upcoming eclipse will see thousands of people traveling to the path of totality to witness the cosmic alignment of the moon and sun, and those crowds could have a negative effect on pets. If you do bring a pet, make sure they have plenty of space and water and that they're on a leash. Also, don't force your dog to look at the eclipse. It has no interest.
Yeah, I could see you doing that with one of your cats out there.
Yeah.
As, you know, you just hold its head and just say, look at it, look at it.
Look.
And it's blinded.
Check it out.
Yes, because we're not in the path of totality.
Pop
culture and softer news headlines today. Emmy winner Joe Flaherty passed away after a brief illness at the age of 82.
You're gonna need a blanket and suntan lotion, because you're never gonna get off that beach, just the way you never got into the NHL.
Wow.
Can you tell me where that movie's from, what movie that is?
Let's see, NHL. So it's a hockey movie. It's not the Mighty Ducks, right? No, I don't know the movie.
It's Happy Gilmore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that, because that's a golf movie.
I know that, because you haven't seen it.
But I know it's a golf movie.
Anyway, went on to have a memorable role in Freaks and Geeks and in the movies. If you'd have just read the script, you probably would have guessed it.
I saw Happy Gilmore, but I didn't want to read ahead. I didn't want to spoil it.
All right. And then the Back to the Future 2, he was the Western Union courier.
Have you ever watched Back to the Future 2?
We haven't watched it yet.
And how recently did you watch the first one again?
It was a couple months ago.
And see, how old are you?
Late 30s.
Yeah.
Well, listen, here's the thing.
Let's run a poll again. Which one's more pathetic?
It's not. Listen, I acknowledge and I'm honest about my patheticness. You.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Try to pass off as oh, well, you know, I know enough about it to get, but you clearly.
I know Happy Gilmore's a golf
you
movie.
Clearly didn't know.
I know it stars Adam Sandler.
Yeah, but no, I'm waiting because it's on our YouTube TV library.
Right.
I've added it, but it just needs to come on one of the channels to save it then, and then we will watch Back to the Future 2.
Okay. Nobody won last night's Powerball, so the billion-dollar jackpot is continuing to grow. Six tickets did hit five of the six numbers, though. That nets $1 million. Those tickets were sold in Florida. Hey, represent North Carolina, Virginia, Minnesota, and two in Maryland.
I saw this one and frankly did not know where to put it. It's
okay.
Not serious enough for national headlines. It's not wacky and weird because I feel like it would have been making fun of religious people, so I didn't want to do that. So I just put it in pop culture and soft news headlines.
All right.
Six New York inmates are suing the state corrections department over its plan to lock down prisons during the solar eclipse next week, claiming their religious rights are being violated under the First Amendment. The lawsuit notes an eclipse-like event when Jesus was crucified and something similar when the prophet Muhammad's son died. The plaintiffs include a Muslim, a Baptist, a Seventh-day Adventist, an atheist, and two practitioners of Santeria, whatever that is. The suit says the total eclipse of the sun warrants celebration and prayer. So for security reasons, the New York Corrections Department plans a system-wide lockdown, and they've canceled visitation at 23 prisons directly in the path of totality. So you've got these six inmates, religious in their own their own religions, that say, no, you can't. We want to see it. We want to be able to celebrate and pray during this.
So practitioners of Santeria, you know the song by Sublime, Santeria?
It's,
of course you don't.
It's of the course, first. Listen, I'm honest about it.
It's though. The first line of the song. He goes, "I don't practice Santeria."
Oh, okay.
And I never knew what Santeria was. Apparently, it's something religious related. I guess I'll have to do research on that. Weird. Yeah. And let's see. The last living survivor of the Japanese attack on the USS Arizona in Pearl Harbor has died. Lou Conter died yesterday at the age of 102. He was 18 when he enlisted in the Navy and was at his post on the morning of December 7th, 1941, when Japanese bombers targeted the Arizona and dozens of other ships at port. After surviving the attack, he went on to flight school and later flew with the Black Cats, the country's first version of stealth bombers. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, 4:50. We'll take a break right there. Wacky stories and good news as we finish up hour number one coming up next.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola. Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale, this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, talked about the three big rulings from the Florida State Supreme Court yesterday, allowing the six-week abortion ban to go into effect, reversing a former ruling by the state Supreme Court over the 1980 Privacy Amendment, two, allowing us to vote on recreational marijuana in the fall, and three, allowing us to vote on whether women should be able to get an abortion up to 24 weeks, no questions asked. So very interesting stuff. Talked about all that this morning. You can listen on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see, multiple spots of note. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile Road, we've got some backups there. It's going to have you backed up a little bit past I-10. Let's see, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest as well, trying to get onto I-10, we've got some minor backups in that area, but that's pretty par for the course if you are even remotely used to Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street, we've got some backups developing there. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still going to cause you some issues and a lot of backups if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway trying to get through Windhaven Beach, and then a bit further west if you're traveling towards Highway 87. And the last big one is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading towards downtown Milton.
Storms move in Tuesday night, really through the overnight hours and early Wednesday morning hours. A couple of the storms that move in could bring in some high winds, a few tornadoes, and even some small hail, heavy rain too. By the morning hours of Wednesday, once the sun is up, the rain should be out. A cold front moves in. The rest of the work week will be dry as highs fall into the lower 70s to upper 60s and low temperatures fall into the 40s and 50s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. 4:55 as we wind down on hour number one, a recap of today's top three stories. We start in Israel, who says they will investigate the strike that killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that the tragic event in which our forces unintentionally harmed non-combatants, the aid workers were members of the D.C.-based nonprofit World Central Kitchen, and they were delivering meals to people in the war zones there. President Biden spoke on the phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the first time in several months. The White House says they discussed a range of critical issues, including China's support for Russia, conflict in the Middle East and Taiwan in the South China Sea. Also, outrage from Texas officials over the release of hundreds of illegal immigrants accused of stampeding and overwhelming Texas National Guard troops near El Paso. The judge in the case accused the district attorney's office of not being ready to proceed with detention hearings. Those were happening on Easter Sunday. Most of the migrants were released, and more than 200 people tore down razor wire along the Rio Grande last month in El Paso. So that's a recap of today's top three stories. Channel 3 News at the top of the hour with local headlines and probably some national issues as well. Looking at some wackier stories making the rounds today, we start with a Florida woman story. Cops say a Florida woman was caught shoplifting at a Walmart, but she just claimed she was playing a really fun game called 21. Austin, you're a young buck. Have you heard of this game?
Not if I have, not by that name.
All right. Here's how the interaction sounded.
We're doing an investigation right now. Apparently somebody walked out with a
car. Put it in a random car?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. Would you come over by the car with us?
Whose car is it?
I don't know.
Me neither.
So where's all your stuff you took out of the store? And
I just put it in a random car that was open.
In a random car that was open?
Yeah.
For what?
Because y'all were coming and I just ran up to the car and put it on. It's a game that we play. It's called 21. It's basically you go and steal on the field and you get out without getting caught.
So
I did it one other time than this time, but I got caught this time. So now I got to figure out where my purse is and where my merchandise is, because now I got to give all my merchandise back to Walmart.
Well, it's not really a game.
Yeah,
it is a game.
It's theft.
To you, that's theft.
It's fun, too. It's really fun.
Oh, going to jail is fun.
Yeah, I mean, so she basically admitted to, yeah, I was stealing stuff, but it was all in good fun.
It was just a game, yeah.
And now I lost, so now I got to pay for it. They're like, right. No.
So, Amber McCann says it was just a game, not the first time she played it. Cops say when they searched her, they also found meth and a locked safe with bars of silver, copper, and platinum, probably from another game.
Yeah. But no, I got caught, so I'll just put it back. Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way. A poll of people under 30 found first dates over video are now more popular than in-person dates. 65% would rather go on the virtual route because it's more efficient and cheaper. Singles between 18 and 27 were asked the question of in-person or FaceTime or Zoom, and 65% said the virtual option. That's just because you're afraid of actually like going out and sitting across from somebody.
Well, that is part of it. That's part of it. I think that, we've had stories of employers and colleges where there's a real shortfall in preparing individuals for face-to-face interaction, right? Because
right.
We're just buried in our phones. I actually don't hate this as much as I thought I would when I initially saw the headline here, because you think about it. I would, prior to being married and, dating in my, 20s and early 30s, I would have some accounts on dating sites or whatever, and you match with somebody or whatever, and then you usually spend a few days or weeks even chatting or texting or whatever, and I think just building that rapport of finding out. So to me, it's like, it's kind of just maybe eliminating some of that where you say, hey, let's just hop on a FaceTime call and just see how we jive. And then
a preamble to the.
Yeah. But I don't know. First date is what I would go with.
Yeah.
But that's just me there. Quick good news story. YouTube star Mr. Beast partnered with a company called Letric to donate e-bikes to 600 people across the U.S. They all desperately needed a way to get around. The bikes collectively worth about $600,000, so definitely not a cheap endeavor. So it's a cool story there.
For sure.
All right, we'll send it over to Channel 3 News at 5 coming up now.